You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprise. Today, I'm so excited to have a fabulous co-founder and CEO of the new handbag called Leader, Sarah DeMarco. Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on. And unfortunately, you know, we couldn't have Nicole or Lindsay on today, but we get to learn all this fabulous information from you.
Yes, and I am so excited to share it with you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about your background. So you currently reside in New York, right?
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland.
Okay.
As was Nicole. Lindsay's from Pittsburgh, but I spent a lot of time. I spent about 5 years in Pittsburgh working for a record label management company out of college. And that was kind of how I got started in the merch world, which kind of took my heart away. And so when we decided to make a bag product, I was like, you know what? If I can source for artists, I could probably source for myself. So that's kind of where it stemmed from. So Pittsburgh has a big place in art and really gave me all the skills and tools I needed to go out on my own.
That's awesome.
This company with some great co-founders. So
very, very exciting. So just so the audience knows, the product has not officially launched yet. You're in pre-sale right now, right?
We are in pre-sale right now, which we launched at the end of July, and we launched with one style bag in two different sizes, a 13-inch and a 15-inch. So it can hold any computer that you have to travel with.
Awesome. So how did you come up with the name Leader?
Well, it's funny. You know, we were talking about different names, and we wanted a strong product, and we each looked at our names, and we realized L and D and R was Leader without the vowels. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to roll with it. We're like, it's three women collaborating on a great product, working together to provide something that was amazing that could go with a woman from daytime to nighttime. And we decided, you know, that Leader was the best representation for it. So.
I love it. Now, just so the audience knows, because obviously a lot of people are first starting to hear this from my audience, but you have two other co-founders. So there's Nicole and Lindsay.
I do.
Right. So let's talk about how exactly. The three of you came together to create the bag.
Oh, I'd love to. So I met Nicole a long time ago when we both lived in Cleveland. It was in 2004. I was just finishing high school and she was in college and they bleached her hair at a salon. This crazy, crazy white color. And I was a receptionist at another salon down the street. So she came in tears and she's like, look what they did and I have to go to work tonight. So I said, don't worry, I'll get you in, we'll fix it. And we instantly clicked and she said, why don't you come with me and work at my restaurant job and we'll just, you know, hang out and get to know each other. And this wonderful relationship was born. And coincidentally, as we were growing up in our careers, she worked in sports on the management side, and I worked in music. So these little town girls ended up going to these jobs where we could travel the world, and it was wonderful for us. And we both were doing the same type of thing. So we would meet constantly in airports or in different cities and send each other our schedules. And the one thing that we both had in common was that we could not find a great computer bag. And we were constantly talking for years, and she's like, oh, I just bought this bag, and then I would go buy it. And then, like, a month later, one of our straps would break. So it was always a continuing conversation. So when I moved in LA and I was getting more onto the merchandising side with some artists and doing more photo shoots and video shoots, I ran into Lindsay, who is a stylist and costume designer. And I was talking to Nicole one day and she's like, you know what? We really should just go ahead and design this bag. And so I called Lindsay and I said, I don't know if it's something that you're interested in, but this is our project that we're looking to find someone to work on with us. Would you want to help? And she's like, you know what? I'm going to think about some people that I know that can help you. And she called me back a week later and she's like, I've been thinking about this project and I just really want to do it with you guys. So that was kind of like the start of this beautiful relationship about 2 years ago.
That's so awesome.
And we just brainstormed and, you know, pulled a bunch of inspirational swipe and visuals and really would meet in LA at that time where I was living in the same city as Lindsay. And we'd spend weeknights and weekdays sourcing things in the LA garment district and really trying to figure out the pieces and parts that we liked and talk to different pattern makers. And then it was probably last year around May that we started making our first samples. And this year it was Valentine's Day weekend and I went to have a girls' weekend with Nicole, and I walked in from the airport and she's like, you know what? I've been talking. I saw our recent sample and I think you just need to do this full time and try and get off the ground. And I said, you know what? I'm totally in. I'm going to quit my job next week. And I did. And Nicole and I both ended up being relocated to New York and decided to spend every waking moment together and try and build this thing out. So we got the website done, and now the pre-order's up, and we're doing a Kickstarter, and we're working on our socials every day and posting and just building awareness. And it's been an amazing journey and great learning experience.
I love it.
Every week is different, and we are finding great opportunities to travel and talk to people. And one week looks one way, and the next week is completely different. And sometimes we don't even know how we ended up there, but it's always a forward progression, and it's another building step. And, you know, we're just really enjoying the ride.
Yeah. Well, why not? I mean, that's the whole thing about being an entrepreneur. You have to put your feet in different areas, right?
Exactly. And that's great. Like, we all have different strengths and weaknesses, and we balance each other out, and we're very supportive of each other. And so it's like we just defer to whoever knows the most in the area of the problem that comes up, and we trust and really try to help each other. And I think we've all had jobs with different bosses and coworkers where sometimes you're afraid to speak up, or, you know, you're afraid to make a mistake. But with us, it's like this very loving relationship where it's okay if you don't know something. We try and figure it out together. Right. And if we have a question, we just ask it. And we're really building each other up and helping each other feel very confident in different situations. And we learn from each other because we have a respect and a trust. So
it's been
awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's all about trial and error, too. You know, you learn new things every minute of every day.
Every day. It is so true. The trials and errors that happen just within an hour sometimes is, you know, amazing. And there's days that you wake up and you're smiling and laughing so hard because you don't know how you ended up here, but it's a great situation. And sometimes you're crying tears because you just don't know where to go next. So,
right.
You know, a really passionate, driven type of experience.
Definitely. Now let's talk about how, like, the materials that go into the bag. Because I know you guys, part of it's made in America, right?
Yeah. So we're really happy that we found this company in Providence, Rhode Island. They make this biodegradable, eco-friendly foam. And it was a product, you know, we just kind of ran into through one of Nicole's contacts. It was so tricky because we were making these bags, and every time we get a sample back, we're like, this smells really, really weird. And then I bought all of this neoprene, which is the one material that a lot of companies use for padding. And it, like, made my whole house smell. And I had all the windows up. And I talked to someone, I'm like, what is going on with this neoprene? Like, well, it's petroleum-based, and it's not healthy for you, and they take it overseas, and there's a lot of carcinogenics, and you just really don't want it. And so we're like, that is a thing we don't want in our bag. So we did a lot of research, and we found these guys in Providence, and we actually went there yesterday, and they're building all these great new materials and incorporating all this technology into it. And so that's our favorite component, and the one that's made in America, and we're really excited about it.
That's so exciting.
It's just, you know, it's great. It's good for the earth. It's good for your skin. It doesn't smell. It's lightweight. And it, most importantly, it really protects your computer with all the shock absorbent properties. So we're really happy with that. And we also have searched, you know, far and wide for great leather. And we are so excited to say that our bag is 100% leather. It's a pebbled Italian leather on the outside. On the inside is like the smoothest, nicest Italian suede. It feels amazing. And they're both all these rich colors. And the zippers, Nicole especially, is like the hardware queen. So like every zipper and piece of hardware we put on the bag is just the highest quality. The teeth never get stuck. It's just a good experience for trying to give people.
Totally understandable. Now we're going to go on commercial break and we'll be back in a few moments. Are you looking to ride in style? Well, Jay-Z Social Enterprises can help you get there free up to $20. Take Uber today and enter Ride Boston 92, and Jay-Z Social Enterprises will help you get there. This can be used anywhere in the U.S.
And we're back with Sarah on the line, and we're talking all about how important it is to have a functional bag.
If you're on the road traveling, you don't have time to replace a strap. Or if your zipper gets stuck, you don't have always time to fix it. So,
right. So
we
true.
Really took a lot of time to source it.
Now, it comes in three standard colors right now, right?
Yes. So we have two neutrals. We have Toffee, which is a tan, and Raven, which is our black. And then we have Ultramarine, which is this beautiful blue color that's kind of like our fun wild child. It has a nice sheen to it, and people are loving it. And it was funny, when we released the pre-order, we also let people add a monogram to the bag if they wanted.
So fun.
And a lot of people are choosing to go with like this great gold monogram, and it just pops on all the colors. And the great thing is each bag has this dark amethyst colored suede that really stands out, but it also ties the collection together. So really happy with how the colors are working together.
Now, what inspired you guys regarding the layout of the bag? Obviously, it had to fit a laptop, but the look is just so adorable. It's round, and most laptops are not round. So how did you come up with the shape of the bag and the design?
It just took, I think, over a year of time of playing around things. You know, Lindsay was really helpful with pulling a bunch of different images together that we liked, and they weren't always bags. Sometimes it was like a doctor's bag or a bowling bag. We would pull inspiration from different eras and places, and we realized, like, how could we fool someone into a computer bag? And the first was, let's not have it be square. And the second thing we wanted to do was play on masculine and feminine and kind of go with, like, really nice curves and really hard lines. And so the bag's extremely structured and has more of, like, a rectangular base, but then you have this nice curve on top. So it just accents each other well.
Yeah. And one thing that I, you know, told you guys previously was that I love that it looks chic, and you could wear it obviously during the day for work, but you can even take it out at night with you. Like, it could be a dress up bag too.
Well, exactly. And that was my thing is, you know, all of us were going on all these great trips for work, and you already feel crazy when you have to run to dinner and you didn't get to go change the hotel. And the last thing you want is to feel like you're coming with a diaper bag.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, I know what you're carrying. And for me, especially being in music, I was, you know, one of the first people hired at the company. So there was a lot of artists for a small group of people, and I was always on call. It could be midnight, and I would get a call that I had to do something. So I had my bag with me at all times. And I have to tell you, it was like the worst third wheel on a date. Nothing kills the vibe than having your computer bag with you. So for me, I really wanted to give women who had to be on call or who had to take their bag on vacation something that didn't make them feel like they were in the work mode.
Love it.
That they didn't have to, like, come into the bar or go to the birthday party like, hey, guys, I'm here with my computer.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because so even, like, I mean,
that's kind of what inspired it.
Right. Well, I was even going to say, like, I've had the Louis Vuitton standard bag forever, but even going out at night, like, it's just too big. It's too big. It's too wide. And that's why I like the look of your bag, because you can make it casual, make it dressy, and it's not too big and overwhelming. So that's why I really liked it.
Exactly. And I'm a girl who likes to, like, dress up, but, like, specifically with a blazer and jeans. And from coming from the music industry, it's totally fine to dress up jeans. So, you know, looking at Nicole, she loves a good blazer with, like, a skirt, and she dresses a little bit different, and she likes to dress up a little bit more. So for both of us, we can dress completely different and still rock the bag, which has been helpful. And we made sure that it's very sleek and light, but the base of it, which you would never know unless you see it from the side, is a little bit wider than the top. So if you have a cable or you have a wallet, it lays nicely at the bottom, and you don't ever have to worry about things bulging.
That's awesome.
And the other great thing is if you set your bag down, it won't knock over. And that was really important. Because nothing's worse than having a really nice bag that falls and
right.
can't stand.
It's like, so the little things you don't think about.
We really worked on weight.
Yeah, it's all about the little details.
Exactly, and I think we really nailed the details because we used it. And we spent a lot of time developing the product and not rushing it to market, because for us, if there was something we didn't like, if anyone would receive the bag and comment on social media or on our Facebook page or send us an email saying, oh, I really wish this bag was like something else, and we had that feeling too, we probably would have cried at night. So we're like, we're going to wait until we use this bag and have it exactly how we want it.
So smart.
And I think we've really come to the sample right now that we're going to production with that we just all love. And we've made it so there's like a headset or key keeper at the top. There's a place for your lip gloss and your pens. There's a place for your business cards or your phone. You know, there's all these great pockets, especially our favorite is this pocket on the outside that you can put your passport in or your plane tickets. It's so easily accessible when you're at the airport or a train station. You know, we place everything in a good way that you can get to it without having that gopher syndrome where you're like digging in the bottom of your bag.
Right.
It's like the black hole that you just can't find anything. But we've also made it so that you can put stuff where you want to, because no one wants to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. And some bags give you a pocket for like everything. And so we try to have like a nice balance of things that will be useful to you, but not bossing you around saying you must put this here, here, here. And then there's like nowhere else to put your books or file folders or an iPad. So
now how much capacity, sorry to interrupt, Sarah, but how much capacity, like how much weight can it hold?
It can hold, I mean, the bag itself is less than 2 pounds, but you know, if you have a laptop, depending on what it is, how many laptops are 3 pounds or 5 pounds, but it is a true leather bag. So, I mean, you could stuff it. I don't know how much you'd want to carry, but if you wanted to put a 20-pound bowling ball in it, you could.
Right.
But, you know, this bag, you could stuff it, you could open it, you could carry it like a tote if you wanted to and not zip it up. And it would not scratch, it would not break, it would not bust. And that's the best thing about this Pebble leather. Not only is it a great quality, but it doesn't scratch, and it's the everyday leather. It's not going to wear, it's water resistant, your stuff's going to be safe. And because we've spent so much time sourcing it and picking like the right partners to manufacture it, it's not going to come apart.
Right.
You're not going to have things loosen up and, you know, slowly the sides are going to start to come undone. Like, this is a sturdy bag that's going to be able to be with you the whole time you're at work or at home or on the road.
Well, another thing too that we didn't bring up is that there's like a short handles and you also offer a long handle.
Oh yeah. So it's great because I love handles. I wear it by holding it with my arm. I put it on my shoulder, and we've made sure, like, if you have a jacket at winter, you could use it on your shoulder. Nicole, for instance, loves the crossbody strap, and it's adjustable. And because Nicole and I are so tall, Nicole's over 6 foot. I'm almost 6 foot. And Lindsay was a little bit under 5'8". Like, we need a strap that can really adjust for tall, short, whatever you need, jackets, blazers. So we've tried to make it so no matter how you want to carry it, there's a way to do it comfortably.
Awesome. And that's really important. You know, it's the little, like we keep reiterating, but it's the little details that really impact the whole experience.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, Sarah, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. So let's tell everybody how they can follow you guys. And when is the official launch date, by the way?
So we're going to be launching at the end of this year. But as I said, right now, you are more than welcome to go to LDRbrands.com. You can pre-order both sizes of the bags and all the colors. So we'll be starting to ship in December, which is really exciting.
That is really
holidays.
Exciting. So what is the standard price of the bags, by the way, just so the audience can know?
So right now, because it's exciting pre-order time, it's $347 for the 13-inch and $367 for the 15-inch, which is a really great deal for an all 100% leather bag.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot beat it. It'll be your friend forever. And then you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and that is at LDR Brands as well. And then we have a Kickstarter right now that we have 6 days left to go. So we're really excited. We have 40 backers, but we're always looking for more. And that's under The Porter. And you can find that easily if you just look up the Bitly link that we have going on. And that's bit.ly/PorterBag Kickstarter.
Perfect.
So,
well, Sarah, it's been such a pleasure having you today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And
it's been a lot of fun.
I'm so glad. And I'm sure a lot of people will be going to check out Leader. It is a great bag and so stylish. Like, you can't miss out. So definitely go check it out today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time.
You're listening to Jay-Z on The Social Scene. The Social Scene.